Let's get to our guest analyst who's been so patiently waiting on the line. We got Craig Bolanos from Risk Wealth Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on, Craig.
Hey, good morning. I mean, isn't it fun navigating under what? Cloudy skies, using the stars. What was that big, like, soliloquy that the Fed chair gave us this past week? But that being said, I don't know about you, I'm kind of liking these non-farm payroll numbers.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, we just got, what, 187? Am I reading it right? My eyes don't read the screen very well.
Oh, no, I know. I'm drinking my unsweetened iced tea here and waking up. 187, 3.8% unemployment. That is definitely directionally correct. Stack that on top of the JOLTS data showing a much reduced number of open jobs. So people aren't going to be hopping from job A to job B searching for a bigger paycheck. I think this is going the right way.
Yeah. The thing I don't like about it, though, is, you know, that birth-death adjustment that they put in there to kind of normalize things? We started off at 125. Part of that 187 is 125,000 for birth-death. So about 65% of it is an adjustment. These numbers, now that we've had the pandemic, until probably, I don't know, 2030, then I'll get a little bit more confidence in them, because I just feel like we've got three or four weird years that has to work their way through the system so we can get back to normal. Because right now, I don't think you can compare a jobs number today to 2019. You can do today to 2021 or 2022, but before the pandemic and after the pandemic, we've got two totally different data sets.
Yeah, you get worried that someone's using a different recipe to try to cook the same souffle, I think is what you're hitting to.
Well, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist because I don't believe government. I mean, there are obviously conspiracies, but they're not, when I got out of school, look, I'm sure, you know, I have friends and family in government, but when I got out of school, ancient years ago, the best guys went for the best jobs, paid the most money, right? The guys that couldn't get a job, they went and canvassed for their local alderman, and all of a sudden they ended up being president.
That's right. So, and, hey, you know what? Going back to the day before we had iPads and electronic toll booths, you started actually collecting the coins, and then you became an alderman, and then you became a mayor, and next thing you know, you're running for the White House.
Right, and that's my issue. So. I want them to be smarter than they really are, but you know what? Hey, it doesn't work out that way. So here we go. I just want to we had a decent grain market this morning, but we've got to wade through an economy where, I don't know, arguably the consumer is starting to crack a little bit. We talked a lot about real interest rates on my show yesterday. Do you get into those very much?
I don't get into the weeds of the real interest rates that much. We can certainly talk about it. But to your point, I mean, a recession could still emerge if the consumer buckles under the debt burdens, right? I mean, the excess savings clearly are driving up, and Walmart's telling everybody that their rollback aisle is clearly starting to work, indicating everyone's becoming much more price sensitive. And I still haven't figured out exactly how the student loan's going to affect the
meeting. Right, that's another big one.
Those payments coming in. So there's a lot that's still here, and I think everyone should remember the seasonality. September is usually not a good month, and I think the roller coaster ride that was the month of August, thankfully we had the comeback, might just be a precursor to it. And given that the VIX has collapsed to a one-month low, you got to think if there's any negative news, there could be a bit of a vacuum to the downside. But overall, for investors, I'm still believing that the intermediate trend is your friend. Likely to grind higher, while some people just don't believe that a soft landing is possible, but it's becoming more probable.
Yeah, that's the talk. In real interest rate terms, we've tightened from -8% to +2%. That's a 10% tightening. I don't know. I think it's going to be a bumpy, real bumpy ride the next 6 months, but we'll see. And I'm not here. I'm not running any money, so you're running. You're doing the hard job. You actually run money, so you got to be invested. But
the hard job is talking to people about their money that we're responsible.
Right, there you go. There you go.
Care of self. It's the art of the conversation. But yeah, let's remember, we've got 525 basis points of antibiotics pumped in.
Right.
Since the spring of last year. I don't know about you, but staring down at an auto loan at 8 to 9%, depending on your FICO score, it is a change in landscape, but at least I'm going into the holiday getting set to have seafood. After all, it is Labor Day. I'm happy with the job data that came out on a Friday morning.
Appreciate you coming on. Greg Milanos, Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, Greg. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.